So we learned the Gemara at the very, very beginning of the daf, where the Gemara said, "V'amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yoinasan." Kol oisem mitzvah achas ba'il mazeh. If someone does one mitzvah ba'il mazeh, mikad masoi ba'hilachas lefanu ba'il maba. This mitzvah is going to go in front of him and be hilachas lefanu. It's gonna show him the way to ilam haba. Shenema it's a pasuk. V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha. If a person doesn't aver by lemazeh milafaftoi, it's going to latch itself onto him. And at the same thing, liyoymadin. Unfortunately, to the other side, shenema the pasuk says yilafsu arches darkam yalu vatoyu v'yoyvedu. The marsha in chedushi agadas on this gemara is medayik l'shoyne yazov of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yoinasan. As it relates to the mitzvah, he said kol oisem mitzvah achas by lemazeh. It's just going to walk in front of him. By the Avera, it says, it's going to attach itself to him. So says the Marsha, why by the mitzvah does it say, Mikad Masar? And by the Avera, it says, Milafaftoi. Says the Marsha, it's Poshet. He says, because the person that is heading in the direction that the mitzvah is taking him to wants to go there. But the person that's heading in the direction that Davera is taking him to doesn't want to go there. He says, the mitzvah, you're going to be so excited to go. It's going to be mekad masav or ilachas lefanav. But you're not going to need the mitzvah to schlep you there. You're going to be so excited to go. Oh, but with the Avera is going to take a person in the next world, he's not going to want to go. So the Avera is going to have to grab him by the lapels. Milafaftoi v'ilachas lefanav. Because if it's not milafaftoi, you're not going there. And that's the dikta kaloshin, says the Marsha, between the mitzvah and between the Aveir. I saw in the Sefer in the Tzaytzayar from Rav Reuven Margolis, right here on this Gemara, he's medayik the lashon of the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yoinasan. Kol oisem mitzvah achas. What does it mean, kol oisem mitzvah achas? Kol oisem mitzvah ba'ilam hazeh, mikad masa v'hilachas lefanav. What's this lashon of kol oisem mitzvah achas? Isn't that redundant? It's kaloisa mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, the mitzvah's going to take you. What's this dogush of mitzvah achas? So before Rav Reuven Margolis is teretz, if you look at the Netziv in the Meroy Meisada, right here on this Gemara, the Netziv says like this, kaloisa mitzvah achas, stam mitzvah hitztaka. Fascinating. Stam mitzvah, whenever you find the word mitzvah mentioned in Chazal, and he even says in Teresh of Iksav, Stam mitzvah is staka. He brings a bunch of rayas. Nechemya perik yud, pasuk lamed gimel, if you want to take a look there. Bava basra daf tes, ayin sham. Dvarim rabba perik ches, on the pasuk ki ha mitzvah azayis. But al koponim says, the netziv, that stam mitzvah is staka. Stam aveira, we mentioned this yesterday in the daf, hu niyuf, is Gili Arayas. So says the Netziv, this Gemara is mamash beautiful. Kaloisa mitzvah achas b'ilam hazeh, mikad masoi v'hilechas lefanav l'ilam haba. Mitzvah. We didn't say which mitzvah. Mitzvah. Which mitzvah is it? It's the mitzvah of tzedakah. What's the pasuk? V'holach lefanecha tzidkecha. Your tzedakah is going to lead the way. V'holoivar aveira achas b'ilam hazeh. Which aveira? We didn't say which Aveira. So what's going to happen? Milafaftoi v'hilechas lefanav liyemadin. Shenema yilofsu. Rabbi Lazar added to that. What did he add? Kshura by Kikelev. And what was his makar? From Yosef and Nations by Tifa. So Zokht in Etziv that this memra of mitzvah and Aveira is mamish matim with this klal that the Yoidei Dover know, and that is that stam mitzvah is tzedakah and stam Aveira is niyof. And that's why as it relates to the stam mitzvah, it's we're talking about stock, and as it relates to the stam aveir, it's tafka talking about niyuf. But al-Kopanim, according to the Netziv, maybe it's a little bit better because it's taka mitzvah achas, it's aveir achas. We're talking not one time that you did it, but there's one mitzvah where you find the sinyan tzedakah v'halach lefanecha tzedkecha, and there's one aveir where you find the sinyan of milafaftoi kshura by kekelo. That's the aveir of niyuf. So maybe that's a little bit of a tzushdal to Rav Reuven Margolis Hazara. But al-Kopanim, Rav Reuven Margolis has a different pshat, and he says a pshat based on Dvarim Yuduin Va'atikin. The Rambam, in the end of his Pirush HaMishnayis HaMesechtes Makis, Rav Chananya ben Akashi Oymer Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvah Shenem Hashem Chofis Ma'at Tzidkei Agdol Torah V'yader. And the Rambam asks the most obvious question: Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakis Es Yisrael Leficha Chir Belem Torah Mitzvahs? You would think just the opposite. If the Eibishter was really looking out for us, and he wanted Lazakis Etzio, would have given us one mitzvah, a couple of mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs maybe, but 613 mitzvahs, it's impossible. Everywhere you turn, there's another mitzvah, and that's not including the Rabbanans and Bal Nefesh Yachmers. So how is it that Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Leficha Chirbel Am Torah Mitzvahs? But it's you do what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the Pshat is, because in order for a person to merit a portion in the world to come, really all he needs to do is one mitzvah, but get it perfect. Al maskunta v'shleimusa. And if a person does that one mitzvah perfectly, that mitzvah is going to merit him with Olam Haba. Now, if you do more mitzvahs, you're going to get more Olam Haba. That just gives you a ticket, meaning you have admission now into the main event. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to need a binoculars, right? But the point is that one mitzvah already gets you Olam Haba. So Zok the Rambam, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakoy Ses Yisrael, Leficha Chirbelem Torah Mitzvahs. He gave us so many mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs. Choose one. Do it al maskunta v'shlei musa, and if you do that, you're going to marry a chelik in Olam Haba. So Zok the Rambam, that's the oimik im Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakoy Ses Yisrael, Leficha Chirbelem Torah Mitzvahs. That message, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, in the Sefer Chassidim, says the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said, it's in Ois Tof Kuf Chav Tes, 529. V'toiv la'adam, im yesh b'yadoi mitzvah achas. It's very, very good for a person. If he has one mitzvah, u'mekayim kil chasa, and he does this mitzvah perfectly. And it's better to do that than to have mitzvahs harbe, many mitzvahs, ve'enoi mekayim moysam kil chasa, where you don't do them so perfectly. So if a person has a choice, I can be a jack of all trades, I could do a whole bunch of mitzvahs not so perfectly, or one mitzvah where I'm going to do it perfectly. Zok to Sefer Chassidim, it's better to do one mitzvah perfectly. What does this remind us of? Reva Echos versus Reva Kamos, right? This is a classic, I think, Reva Echos over Reva Kamos. To do one mitzvah v'maskunta v'shleimusa, rather than doing a whole bunch of mitzvahs and not doing it perfectly. Then the Sefer Chassidim says something scary. V'atoifes mitzvah, linig b'yshanim rabbis. If someone has a mitzvah that he was knowing to do this for many years, v'achakach ozva. And then he decides, whatever, I'm doing a different mitzvah. I'm not going to do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don oisai. V'olav nemar mamotsu avisechem bi'ovel kirichaku me'elai. They used to be so close to me, and now all of a sudden, they're not so close to me anymore. And suddenly, they're not doing these mitzvahs anymore. But al-Kuponim, again, you see in the Sefer Chassidim, this inyan, that v'toiv la'odam im yesh b'yodim mitzvah achas u'mekayim kol chasa. There's an inyan of doing a mitzvah absolutely perfectly. Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Sai here in his Netzot Zeyar, Netzot Daf Gimel, and even more Barichos in his Agoyis that he wrote, Makar Chesed, on the Sefer Chassidim, see, he's Mayrich with a whole bunch of other Marim Mekoymas where you find this Indian. Just going to mention one. This is well known, but I don't know if we've ever spoken it out in the Daf, and besides, it's always Chizik, so it's Kedai to hear it again. And this comes from the Menorah Samar. So the Menorah Samar was written by the Maria Buhov. So this is Echad Min HaKadmoinim, and he says as follows. It's in Simin Reish Yud Gimel. V'atoyrish shaloymeid u'melameid ba'olam hazeh. A person that learns Torah in this world, mevaka olav. He develops a certain relationship with the Torah, and this Torah is going to be mevaka olav. The Torah, it cares about him so much that it's even going to cry for him. Right? So we always speak out that Gemara's Rosh HaTevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Ariel, the Sefer HaChaim, Dachiyam Arau, that when a person thinks about the Gemara thinks about him. Daiton aloch v'daiton chalon. So this is this, but mamish on a whole nother level. HaTorah shaloymin ha'malamid b'ilam hazeh mevakov. The Torah literally cries for him. Ki degarsina b'medrash tanchum. And he quotes a medrash. Ma'isa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a chassid. Shayim misyachid b'mokim echad. He was sitting by himself, and he was learning. V'yolomid b'y b'mesechtes chagiga. And he was learning mesechtes chagiga. V'yim mahapech ba u'mahadra kam upamim. And he was mahapech ba. He was being mesalsal in Mesechtes Chagiga, Ayin the Raid, and Nazar Daf Gimel Amad Aleph. Actually, made Oisa Heitev until he learned it so well. It was mamish sugar in his mouth. He didn't know any other mesechta. This was the only mesechta that he knew. Now it sounds a little interesting, right? He learned Mesechtes Chagiga so many times he didn't know any other mesechta. But by the way, once upon a time, people didn't own shasin, you know, the way we own today, and it wasn't so lo shchiach that all he had was a chagiga gemara, and he was learning mesechtes chagiga again and again. When this chassid passed away, he was by himself in his house, and there was no one that knew he died. But all of a sudden, someone looking like a woman came, va'amda olav, and stood on top of him. Ve'hirima koyla b'pchi u'mispeit. Va'tarba an'chosav etzakos. And she started making a gerida. She was making a lot of noise. Adash eniskaptu amoyin, until a lot of people came together. Va'toy melohen. And they said, what's going on? And she told them, siftu l'chosid azeh. You should be maspid as chosid, v'kivru, and you should bury him. V'kabdu as aroino, give covet his aroin, v'tisku l'chayo oilam haba. And if you're going to do this, I promise you're going to get oilam haba. Shezeh. Because this person, kibdani kom yomav. He gave me covet during his entire lifetime. V'leho yisi azuva v'shrucha. And because of him, I was not forgotten. Miyad immediately niskaptu kol anoshim. All the women in town came. V'yashvu ima, they sat together with this woman. V'asu olav misbeit gadol v'atzom. The anoshim and the man, his asku b'tachrichob, they started preparing tachrichin, v'chol tzarchei kfurasei, everything he needed for his kfura, v'kavru oisei, v'kavru gadol, and they buried him with a tremendous covet. V'oisei isha, and this woman, boichev etzayek, she continued to cry. Amrullah, finally, at some point, all the people asked her, they said, mashmeich, what's your name? Amrullahem, she told them, chagiga shmei, my name is Chagiga. Kibin shenikbar oisei chassid, as soon as this chassid passed away, nelma oisei isha min ayin. Nobody saw this woman ever again. Miyad yadu, they knew that. Who was this woman? She mesechtes chagiga hoisa. She was none other than mesechtes chagiga. She nireis lahem betzuras isha, who came on this world, embodied in a person, in a woman, who babishas ptirasa, and came at the time of his ptira lispoidloi, velefkoisai, ulekovroi bekovid, to be maspid him, and to cry over him, and to make sure he gets a proper kfura. Adshay yoshayna oisa tamid vishayki lomay, but because of all the kovid that he had given chagiga, says the Maria Buov, Uvaloi Dvorim Kalvachoimer, Umachos is a Shaloi Lomad Elamasechta Achas Bovad, Kach, Madach this Chosidel and one Mesechta, look at what he merited, Aloi Mitera Harbe, Umlamdala Cherum, Amidim Tamidim Harbe, Alachas Kamo Vikamo, the schos that a person has when he learns Tera Harbe. But I'll call upon him the Koyach of one mitzvah, the Koyach of one Mesechta, that this person had dedicated his life to Mesechta's Chagiga, and Mesechta's Chagiga was Nevaka Olav, and it gave him this tremendous covet. He was Zoicha that the Mesechta literally came in human form to bail him out, and to make sure that his Ptira and his Kfura and his Misa was going to take place with the proper covet. This is the koyach of doing one mitzvah. We always speak out that in Kotsk, when a Yid would meet his friend, he would ask him, "Vus is dein miyomai?" Because the Gemara says in different places that different Tanam said, "Miyomai, I made sure that I always did this," or "Miyomai, I made sure that I never did that." And they used to ask people, "What's your miyomai?" Because when a person has one mitzvah, ein miyomai, something that he does on maskunta v'shleim busa, the Rambam says that it's a ticket into Olam Haba. Sefer Chassidim says there's an inyan of roiva echos; it's better than roiva kamos. And a person gives himself up for a mitzvah, gives himself up for Torah. The Torah that he learns is mevaka olav. It's something that's going to mamish, it's going to be an orif for him. And it bails him out of situations, and it can be mezakim b'olam hazeh, and zikha without a poshet. It's mezakim him in olam haba as well. I was thinking, what's more matim to a miyomai than learning daf yomi? They're learning every single day. But I'll kapon him in the spirit of a little bit of chizik for the beginning of the mesachta. Zok Rav Reuven Margolis, that was the Gemara mean. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel Rachman and Rav Yonis, Kolo isa mitzvah achas, Ba'ilum hazeh, Mikad masa, V'hilechas lefana, Ba'ilum haba. And his diak was, what's mitzvah achas? Why one mitzvah? He said, maybe what Rav Shmuel Rachman is saying is, that if you do one mitzvah, but you do it perfectly, this mitzvah is going to be attached to you. This mitzvah is going to look out for you. Like Chagiga looked out for Oysa Chassid that the Maria Abua brings in the Menorah Samar. And it's going to be Mekad Masoi Vahilechas Lefon of Lo'ilam Abba. If you look at Rashi says Mekad Masoi Lefnei Misasoi. Before the person even dies, he's setting it all up. He's paving the way. A person goes to the next world and he's going to be mamish. Everything is going to be muchan because he's going to have a mitzvah that he was Moisa Nefesh for, that he dedicated his life for. Bishleimuso mamish, he got 100% right. That mitzvah is what's going to. So says Rav Reuven, could be it's not every mitzvah. It could be it's mitzvah achas. Because when a person does a mitzvah achas, there's already a precedent for this. What's the precedent? The precedent is, versus dami yomai, that's the precedent. The precedent is chagiga. That you see chagiga, mamish, put itself out there to help this chassid. Maybe that's the mitzvah achas that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason, was referring to in our daf.